Let us all joyfully read Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 8. All together, let us read. Let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again we say, rejoice. May our peacefulness be evident to everyone. During the May Council elections, may we see Jesus' kingdom coming to a place near us. Let us try to avoid worrying by praying and asking God everything we need. Let us always give thanks for what we have, because we belong to Christ Jesus. We know that God's peace will stand guard over all our thoughts and emotions. His peace can do wonders for our mental health. Sisters and brothers in Christ, continue to think about what is worthy of praise. Think about what is true and honourable and right and pure, beautiful and respected, so we may rejoice in the Lord always.
Well, here we go. I think we're far up the quattro. And central biblical themes: lost, found, rejoice. And that is actually at the center of the Bible. Wherever you look, lost, found, rejoice. And a little tiny note there, it says 184, because in the King James Version, I just went through and counted it one afternoon, there's 184 references to rejoice. It must be central to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Think of early on, think of Moses, lost in the basket there, found by a princess. His mother comes in and looks after him. Rejoice. See the theme there. Joseph, do you remember? He of a coat of many colours, lost into a pit, found, taken into horrible places where he didn't want to be. And then he's in charge, half in charge of the whole kingdom, and his brothers come. And what is there? There is rejoicing. So, central biblical themes: lost, found, rejoice. And I looked up the root of rejoice. It turns out it is a French word, and the French is je sois, to be glad. And from the rest of the sermon, I shall do it in French. So we move on to the next piece of French: lost your joie de vivre, losing one's joy of life. And I have to tell you, I've not been well.
Aww.
Thank you. And I lost my joy of life for a time. And it's a really strange thing when I'm asked to speak on rejoice, rejoice, and suddenly it's gone. I'll tell you what happened to me. I had some illnesses earlier in the year, and the doctor prescribed 30 milligrams of steroid. Do you know, I was like Superman. I wasn't wearing the silly clothes, but I was, whew, I could do anything. I went up a tree with a chainsaw, I had no fear, and I cut the branches off. And then another GP, I don't know what happens here. You never speak to your own GP, we don't in Framingham at least. And you get a random GP who just picks up what it is on the day. And she said to me, Mr. Sullivan, you are killing yourself on steroids. And I said, who prescribed them? She said, you've got to come off them. But I thought, well, that's okay. But I don't know if any of you have been on it. They didn't tell me this bit. But anxiety is not my normal way of life. We all have to be anxious, otherwise we wouldn't survive, would we? We've got to be sensible. But I was gripped with such anxiety, I really didn't know what to do. I mean, thinking about this service, I was thinking, well, if I come to Stoke Green, what happens if there are diversions and I arrive late? Has anybody ever experienced anxiety? And do you know how it starts to eat away at your ability to trust the Lord? Here is the man who's going to preach on rejoice, rejoice. And here I am really struggling. So I decided I'd take a grip of myself, and I thought, I'll take the steroid I've given up, I'll just take another one. And I thought, no, that is not the way forward. Do you know, I began to have sympathy with people who are addicted to drugs, you know, the unlawful sort, because I was going through what they call cold turkey. It was a horrendous experience. And I said to all my family, look, this is what's happening. As I drop these steroids, I go into this huge anxiety. And then I found after 10 days, it waned. And I thought, oh, praise the Lord. Lost, found, rejoice. And then I thought, I've got to do it again. And I've come from 30, and I'm on 2 at the moment. What? And I really rejoice about that. Now, the rejoicing here was that I decided there is no silver bullet. I can't say to you, read the Bible and all the problems go away or anything like that. But for me, what I decided to do was to share this with my family. So I was counting my blessings. And I was saying to Phoebe and I was saying to my daughters, this is how I am. And boring people who come to see me and said, this is what I'm going through. And funny enough, that sharing that experience, I was surprised how many people go through this anxiety thing. And I started to be encouraged by other people. And so, here I am. Lost, found, rejoicing. Romans 8, if God be for us, who can be against us? And that is ever true. But when you get into the state of mind where I was, it started to slip. Christ is risen. What a rejoicing thing that is. My daughter and her family have just come back from Santorini, and Easter was last weekend. And she said, Friday is very somber. The church bells toll, boom, 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 all day. And people in the town said, wait until midnight on Sunday. The priest declares, Christ has risen, and the whole place goes absolutely berserk. The whole community totally rejoices. She said, keep away from children because they make fireworks and bombs and throw them about. And I'm thinking, wouldn't do in the health and safety culture this time, would it? And they get cans of paraffin and they set light to them, so the whole town is alight. They rejoice that Christ has risen. I think we've lost this spontaneity. But here we are, at the bottom there, you see two ways. We always have a choice. Let's just move into Philippians 4. Just to reinforce what we've read, I thought it'd be nice to read it together, because sometimes, perhaps I'm not a good person in listening to the Word of God. When somebody's reading it, I'm probably thinking about something mechanical, something I shouldn't be thinking about. So when you read it, you have to focus on it, don't you? Let everyone benefit from your peaceful attitude. This is one of the themes. Encourage Jesus' kingdom to come to a place near you. You can do it, whether you're in the supermarket, whether you're at home, wherever you are. Don't worry and pray and ask God for what you need. We want a lot, don't we? But what do we need? As a Christian, give thanks for what you have. Allow God's peace to guard your thoughts and feelings. Remember his peace. And I speak now from personal experience, because it's not something I've been through before. Improves one's mental health. We have to actually read God's word to get to that. Think about what is worthy. Pray is true, honourable, right and pure. Why? Because we belong to Jesus. Now I'm going to look at three parables. And there, I've tried to give you a clue to get your minds thinking. See the first picture? You're getting the parallel. It's coming, isn't it? It's coming into your mind, which the first picture is. Look at the second picture. It's coming into mind, what the picture is. And the third picture. I think you're beginning to think where I'm thinking. I put a little note there. Atheism is a non-profit making organisation. I thought, that's a nice thought, isn't it? And I looked up the seven pillars of atheism. Do you know what the central one is? Love. Shock for atheists. God is love. So they don't get away with that one, do they? So here's the clue to what's coming. So let's have a look. The first one is rejoicing at home. Do you see this this lady here? This parable that is found in Luke, as you see. And let's imagine this woman has 10 very valuable silver coins and loses one. And we're talking about silver coins that, if they were on the Antiques Roadshow, they'd be the last item worth thousands. So you can understand why it's so important. And doesn't she switch on her LED torch, activate the Dyson, and searches carefully to find it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours and says, "Rejoice with me." Rejoicing at home, that's a parable, isn't it? And it's, the Lord allows us to rejoice over material things. We think Jesus isn't concerned, he's concerned about spiritual things. But no, he's concerned about material things, and he knows that we value them, and that he redeems these situations. And of course, the deeper thought is people finding the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that are lost are found and rejoice. Central theme of the Bible there. So, although you will see sometimes I tweak what the Bible says to try and make it very relevant, not necessarily to you, but to me, to help me, we don't change the message. The message changes us. So that's the first one, rejoicing at home. Remember that when you go home, have a look around and think, I'm rejoicing in these things. And what she says, she's found what was lost, and also I've put found a contact lens. That used to be the thing with Phoebe. We'd be on the bedroom floor saying, "Where is it?" Do you know, when she first had a contact lens, it cost £90. Yes, this is pre-war, of course. But that would be equivalent to £900 now. So you can see how at home we can lost, find, and rejoice. Now, we can move on, quite appropriately, to rejoicing at work. Not something we always do, but we should rejoice at work. And this is about the lost sheep. And this is where Jesus is talking about us being at work. And in the Gospel of Luke 15, Jesus told them the parable, if you have 100 sheep, or perhaps 100 customers, because we don't think sheep today, do we? Or children in your care. Occasionally, I used to take my grandchildren to the nursery, and I used to think, for those who run nurseries, what a nightmare! Children, they are quicker than sheep, aren't they? And I was trying to get in, and suddenly I saw a lock was up here. And yes. I thought, why is it up there? Well, they can't get up there. Then I saw some of them, teddy bears, boxes, seeing if they could get to it. And I thought, yes, this brings it home to me. We're not talking about sheep, we're talking about children. And then wouldn't you leave the 99 securely, watched by CCTV, and go to find the one that's lost until it is found. When a sheep is found, the shepherd carries it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Here's another little thought, look. Coincidence is when God decides to be anonymous. Have you thought about that? Coincidence is when God decides to be anonymous. And once again, there is rejoicing. And you know what the spiritual meaning of that is, that we become lost. Jesus finds us, and we rejoice. And then the third of our parables is rejoicing in heaven. So we're rejoicing at home, we're rejoicing at work, and now there's rejoicing in heaven. And this is the We always call it the prodigal son. We know what it means. We don't use that term today, do we? Sort of call him the silly son. It's in Luke 15, as you'll see. And he comes to his senses and my father has hired staff who are better off than I am. And I'm starving. And I'll return to my father. I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Please make me a member of staff. So he returned to his father. But his father saw it at a distance and had compassion and wrapped his arms around him and kissed him. Apparently, Jewish fathers don't do that because it seemed to be a little bit undignified running to kiss somebody. But he did it. And there was great rejoicing. But sadly, the other brother was a bit grumpy about this. And sometimes, have you ever been grumpy? No. I've never been grumpy myself. But we can be grumpy about the success of others, can't we? We must never be grumpy about that. Because it's like the celebration in heaven that when God finds us, when the Lord Jesus finds any of us, and of course, we may be Christians for years, but we need to be found again and with the rejoicing. Our salvation and well-being is in this rejoicing. Adam and Eve were the first ones to ignore Apple's terms and conditions. Did you know that? And Phoebe, she was here, she'd be really angry with me. And she would say, it was not an apple, was it? It was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But I thought there it just highlights where all this problem began in the Garden of Eden and a misused apple there. But good job she's here today. And there are blessings everywhere. And finally, finally, here's a little personal one. This is me, lost, found. I believe there was rejoicing when I was found. This is very hard to recall, but the essence I recall was I was about 2.5 years of age when this happened. The whole of the family, uncles and aunts, and I really didn't know who uncles and aunts were. You don't know that, actually. But they were all gathered together having a jolly time, and we were at Walton on the Naze. I can't imagine why, but as a child, I was told we were on holiday, and I thought, what's it mean, but they were on holiday. But can you see, I couldn't believe, I went on the internet, I found this picture of the beach huts in Walton, and as my 2.5 year self remembers, they were in these lanes, and I remember I thought, they're all doing their own thing, I should go off on my own adventure. So off I go, toddling along, as you call it, toddler then, aren't you? And looking at the beach huts, and I came to the first turn, and I thought, shall I go down? And I thought, no, I'll go back. And suddenly all the beach huts looked the same. I couldn't believe it. I can still remember this from a child. Have you had any of those experiences from a child, from a very small child? And I remember someone coming out from the beach hut and taking my hand and saying something like, are you lost? And I was crying so much. And what amazed me was that I was within 4 beach huts of where I should be. And I think my mother rejoiced. But I can't always remember. She told me she did, but I don't. She told me that, in fact, the whole family rejoiced at my return. But the thing is that I don't recall that precise detail, but I do remember being just a few beach huts away from where I should be. And isn't that the gospel? It's easier to preach 10 sermons, I found, than to live one. Than live the one today was rejoice, rejoice from the place where I've been on my steroids. And so as I return to the beach hut, so the Lord Jesus Christ welcomes us as we return to him. So if you're lost, do return and rejoice. Tell somebody they can rejoice with you. May God bless his word to us. Absolutely. Each and every one. Here endeth the lesson.